The Volumes of Truth. Volume 1. Remember the Sabbath and your God, and he shall remember you. February 24, 2005, from the Lord, our God and Savior, the word of the Lord spoken to Timothy, for Timothy, and for all those who have ears to hear. Thus says the Lord, to his servant Timothy, concerning the Sabbath, the seventh day of each week, Saturday is the day you shall remember, and keep holy. Yes, you shall keep it holy, and rest. You shall do no work on this day, neither shall your wife or children, nor any guest in your house, save that which is needful for your household. You may also do those things which are good and fruitful in my eyes, according to that which I command you. Yet from doing your own pleasure, depart, and from your own works, rest, on the Sabbath day. Walk not in your own way, Timothy, but walk with me in mine. Rest in me and remember, for in this you honor me, and shall surely be blessed. Therefore, this is what I command you. You shall be prepared for the Sabbath by sunset on the sixth day, ceasing from all your works, as I have commanded you. You shall remember and honor the Sabbath, from sunset to sunset, you shall rest and be at peace. For the time is coming, when none shall have peace, when no one will be able to work. Yet you, Timothy, shall work. In the midst of deep darkness you shall serve, and in you shall I shine bright, for I have set you up as a lampstand for my people. And in the day I send you, you shall become a beacon. Therefore, Timothy, cherish the Sabbath. Pray and give worship, offer up thanksgiving in my name. Be refreshed and washed in the word, renewed in the presence of God. And when others draw near, speak to them also. Yea, testify of my passion on the Sabbath day. Share my word and my love, and blow this trumpet. For my kingdom comes. Yes, even on the Sabbath, and in the day of the Lord, shall you walk in the office for which you are called. For I am also the Lord of the Sabbath. Behold, I am Lord over all the earth. Then shall the new day come. And if you are able to receive it, it is the seventh, the Sabbath of the Lord, wherein the whole world shall rest from its evil ways. Indeed, many things shall be put to rest in the Lord's day, even death and the grave. Destruction shall have no place, and evil shall be far removed. For as it is written, they shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Therefore, beloved ones, pray always that you are counted worthy to enter my rest, that you may abide in the presence of the Lord, forever. Thus those who remember the Sabbath, honor me, and those who rest on the Sabbath, rest in me, as they look to the day. For I had set the seventh day apart, and sanctified it, from the beginning. Thus it has been a sign between me and my people, even to this day. And so shall it remain, forever. For as I spoke to the children of Israel, saying, surely my Sabbaths you shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you, throughout your generations, that you may know that I am the Lord who sanctifies you. So also do I speak to you, even to all who are grafted in. For those who obey my commandments, remain in my love, and those who remember my Sabbaths, keep my company, for the Holy One of Israel dwells in the midst of them. For I long for my children to be with me where I am. I am eager to return them to the garden, that we may once again walk together in the cool of the day. Therefore remember the Sabbath, and I shall remember you. Bless the Sabbath, and I shall bless you. Love one another, as I have loved you. Put away your works, look not to the cares of this world, and let go of your worries on the Sabbath day. Spare yourselves the weight of all these troubles, for just one day. Let all your thoughts dwell upon your God and Savior, and consider. Yea, let your mind be filled with wonder and awe over the works of my hands. For even the Lord your God, Creator of heaven and earth, rested on the seventh day. So then bear your cross 6 days, and let the Lord carry it on the seventh. Rejoice and be merry, for this is my will for you. Then when evening comes, and the sun dips below the horizon, you may once again return to that which you choose to take up, whether it be the plow or the shears. But see that you do not take up your hand in sin, and be wary of those who do. Be separate, and stand apart from those who forsake the Sabbath, and push out the hand against my holy days. For my Sabbaths are holy, a blessing, a time to reflect on those things I have prepared for those who love me. Why, O churches of men, do you forsake my Sabbaths and cast away my holy days, as though the devil had laid them upon your doorstep? For my people are those who keep my commandments, and take pleasure in my Sabbaths. They abide in my love, and have the testimony, and do not cease from doing those things which are pleasing in my sight. And behold, the day is coming quickly, when the rightful king shall rule. And his kingdom shall be a Sabbath, even 1,000 years. His reign, forever and ever. For the Lord has spoken, and so shall it be. On earth, as in heaven.